From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces have battled their way into Mosul, seizing control of state television facilities. Lieutenant General Talib Shagati called the seizure significant and good news for the people. A sign the real liberation of the city is underway. The Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages and approaching the city from different directions to cut off escape routes by Islamic State defenders. U.S. coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said what's unfolding is an Iraqi plan, the largest military operation in the country since 2003.
The Iraqis have been working on this for some time. We've been there with them planning this. We've been providing our logistical support. We've got advice and assistance. We've been training the Iraqi security forces, so we've trained more than 54,000 forces, many of whom are participating in this battle.
He said IS fighters will be killed if they stand and fight. UN human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said Tuesday, it appears IS defenders are preparing to use civilians as human shields.
What we have observed is a pattern that ISIL is taking people closer and closer to Mosul City. Initially, they had moved a lot of people into Hammam al-Alil, and then they started moving people from Hammam al-Alil closer to Mosul City.
U.S. anti-terror special envoy Brett McGurk voiced optimism about the Mosul offensive, but said there should be patience, cautioning retaking the city will take time. Voters in Ivory Coast appear to have overwhelmingly approved a new constitution following a weekend referendum, despite calls for a boycott by the opposition. President Alassane Ouattara said the document will bring greater stability and help the country turn a page on its violent past. It scraps the requirement that parents of presidential candidates both be Ivorian. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states viewed as crucial in the final week of their campaigns ahead of the November 8 election. Clinton made three stops in Florida and spoke about what's at stake in the election.
Because honestly, I believe this may be the most important election of our lifetimes. Yeah. 1 week from today, we will be choosing our next president and commander-in-chief.
Trump campaigned in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He was joined by running mate Governor Mike Pence, who promised health care reform to replace what's viewed as President Obama's signature domestic achievement, commonly referred to as Obamacare, where millions currently face skyrocketing costs.
With Hillary Clinton, we'll get more of the same from the last 7.5 years. More taxes, more spending, more regulation, and more Obamacare.
National public opinion surveys show a tightening race in the closing days. Earthquake aftershocks again hit the central region of Italy, where thousands were left homeless by a 6.6 magnitude tremor Sunday. The aftershocks recorded by seismologists at the rate of several per hour. The opposition in Venezuela Tuesday welcomed the government's decision to release three jailed activists and postponed its order for President Nicolas Maduro to appear before the opposition-dominated National Assembly as Vatican-mediated talks get underway. The Assembly's president, Henry Ramos Alep, said this doesn't mean the opposition's going to wait months to see what happens. He vowed it would walk away from the talks if its demands are not met. Those demands include restarting a recall referendum to remove Mr. Maduro from office. Moroccan authorities say they've arrested 11 people, charging them with involuntary manslaughter in the controversial death of a street vendor that sparked days of protests. Mohsin Fikri killed Friday as he tried to sell unlawful swordfish. He was crushed to death inside a garbage truck. Among the suspects, two security agents. At least 18 people, including women and children, were killed Tuesday in violence in Niger between cattle herders and farmers. The clashes erupted near the southern village of Bangui after the livestock of ethnic Fulani herders damaged a farmer's crop. In Hanoi, a fire broke out at a karaoke lounge in the Vietnamese capital Tuesday, killing at least 13. The prime minister has called for an investigation. The blaze began at lunchtime, quickly consumed the lounge and three adjacent buildings. South Korean President Park Geun-hye, facing dwindling public support, replaced her prime minister and two other top cabinet officials Wednesday amid allegations she allowed a close friend who holds no official title to meddle in state affairs. Choi Soon-sil allegedly made cabinet appointments, drafted speeches, and was given access to classified information. She's currently in detention, being questioned by prosecutors. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.